1 minute.
Well, it was 3 minutes.
Okay. And that's the Koveya. So just the Reiterah tonight should be Le'ili Nishmas, Sid Goldschmidt's grandfather. I thank you to Sandy and Sid Goldschmidt for sponsoring. In honor of Mayor Ben Shlomo Zev Zichrono Levracha, the Divrei Torah should be Eschus Le'Elias Nishmaso. So last time that we learned, we were learning the sugya of Ksiva Sefer Torah. We discussed a few of the halachas regarding Ksiva Sefer Torah. Namely, we discussed whether or not a person is obligated to specifically write. Can a person buy Machlokes HaPoskim, potentially Machlokes between the Sugya and Menachos, the Sugya and Sanhedrin, and the Machlokes LaHalacha in Shulchan Aruch against the Ramah, against the Taz and the Gro. And we discussed those different issues that emanate from our Gemara. So I'd like to, again, talk about a different issue, an independent issue, but that really connects to the sugya that we began, which is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, that for sure there's a mitzvah for the melech to write, and Pashtus, the melech has to write two Sefer Torah, as we discussed last week, but the Gemara says that every Jew has a chiyuv, Rava said, to write their own Sefer Torah. I want to talk about the length of that Sefer Torah. What is the nature of that mitzvah? So before we get to the Gemara discussed just quickly, if we go back to why we started discussing this, if you look on the first, in the wide lines on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, so there's two dots, V'kosev Sefer Torah L'shmo, so that's a quote from the Mishnah that the Melech has to write a Sefer Torah, and then the Gemara introduces that he has to write Shtei Saras. He has to write two Torahs. That's the end of that Gemara. So then the Gemara just says, Shehi Yoitzis v'nichneses. You see the first word on line is Shehi. Abe.
Ten.
Yeah. 10 lines. The first word on line is Shehi. Shehi Yoitzis v'nichneses imo ba'achas shemenachos lo. What do you say?
42.
Wow. Ba'achas shemenachos lo. So now I know what you're doing in the last month. For Hashem, sharpening your skills.
Exactly.
So Gemara says something fascinating, and that's what I really want to start our discussion about. That these two Torahs, so one of them he leaves in the Beis Gnozov, inside his palace, and one he makes a kamiyah. He makes a kamiyah, and he literally puts it on his arm, and everywhere the melech walks, he has a Sefer Torah. Now, if you think what they have now, these tiny Sefer Torah, and the smaller the Sefer Torah get, the more expensive they are. And they really have, like, the size of what the little kids have on Simchas Torah. Those are actual Sefer Torah. You have to really be careful when you're dealing with a real Sefer Torah, when you're not dealing with a real Sefer Torah. But the Melech's one was tiny, was mamish tiny to fit around the arm, mamish tiny to fit around the arm. So that was the one that would go everywhere with him. So let's just go after the parentheses. Let's just read a little more. Eina nichnis ba loyla beis hamerchatz v'loyla beis hakise shenemar v'hoisa imo v'kara bo makum haroi likros bo. So what does the Gemara say? Mar says you can't bring it into a base hakise. Why? Because the Gemara tells you v'kara bo that it's dafka amakom aboy aroy likros bo. Rabbi say, and what if it didn't say v'kara bo? You're not allowed to take kisvei hakodesh into a base hakise. Is it din? Is it also to take a sefer Torah into a base hakise? What do you see from this Gemara? That the special mitzvah that the melech has to have a Sefer Torah would have trumped that halacha of bringing a Sefer Torah into a Beis HaKiseh, and V'hoi Se'imo Kol Yomov would have trumped that,
And it happens to be that we have a giloy that it's totally on a makom meroy lekriya, that there's a gzeiras hakosa that, oh, don't take it into a beis hakiste. But okay, so bottom line, he doesn't. So la locha, it's not. But the havamin is incredible. The fact that the melech needs to constantly have a sefer Torah would have trumped bizayim kitzei hakodesh. Would have trumped the regular halachas of taking a sefer Torah. Just from the havamin of the gemara is something incredible. Fine. What? Yeah, in a chanami. You have to know when you apply that, if this would have been a good example, but yeah, okay. It overrides, for sure. So just on the halacha of Sefer Torah, so the Rambam that you have in the handouts, just because we didn't get a chance to speak about this, the Rambam has just a fascinating language on this din, and it really connects to what I'd like to speak about tonight, which is the following. Mitzvah's essay, Al Kol Yisrael, we spoke about it last time, that there's a mitzvah on not only the melech, but at least for one Sefer Torah, there's a mitzvah for everyone to write a Sefer Torah. Hakol ish v'ish v'yisrael, lichtei Sefer Torah. First of all, the Rambam sounds like that this mitzvah is even applies bizman hazeh, which the Shagas Ari happens to hold, as a tshuva. It's not the Shagas Ari that I quoted today, it's a different Shagas Ari. It's a few tshuvas about the mitzvah of ksiva Sefer Torah. The Shagas Ari thinks that bizman hazeh, there is no mitzvah d'oraisa to write a Sefer Torah. It's a good Shagas Ari to paskin like. It makes things more affordable. Well, no, that's the Rosh Hashita. That's the Rosh Hashita. He says, even according to the Rambam Shita, that you're not Yotzei through Svarim. He says, because the Gemara says, Anan loy bekiyin b'chaseiris v'yaseiris. We, unfortunately, we don't know how to write words, the Gemara tells us. That we lost the bekiyis to know what's the way to write, what's the way not to write. So says the Shagas Ari, so if you can't know how to write it, so then Mamela, you're not going to have the mitzvah d'oraisa of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So a lot to talk about that Shagas Ari, but Lamaisi, he paskins la'alocha, that there is no mitzvah d'oraisa to write a Sefer Torah based on that. But the Rambam seems to be against this. The Rambam says, mitzvah says, kol yishuv Yisrael, Yisrael lichtav Sefer Torah la'atzmo, shenemer va'ata kisvu lechem es hashira azois. As the Pasuk says, we had a few weeks ago, Va'ata kisvu lechem es hashira azois. Koloimar. Listen to what the Rambam says. What is the Torah telling us? Kisvu as ha-toira sheyesh bashira. Zu. You should write the Torah that has this shira. Lefi she'en koisvin es ha-toira parshios parshios. So listen to what the Rambam is telling us. Why do I have to write a whole Sefer Torah? Because the Rambam has a kasha. When you read the psukim say va'ata kisvu lechem es hashira azos. That's referring to Parshas Hazinu. So ask the Rambam, so why can't we just get away with just writing Parshas Hazinu? Says the Rambam, lefisha ein koisvin parshias parshias. So how do you read this Rambam? So if I want to know bottom line, what is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to really write Parshas Hazinu? But there's a problem with writing Parshas Hazinu. There's a technicality that I can't just write Parshas Hazinu. Memela, I have to pay off a sofer to write four and a half other svarim. Or no, once the din is that I can't write Parshas Hazinu, so memela the kavanah satira was always to write a sefer Torah sheyesh bo shira. So that's the shaila that I have over here in Simen Lamedala that the Shagas Ari declares. That's his chakira. Wants to understand how do you relate to this din? When the Torah says va'ata kisvu lechem es hashira azos, I could read that in one of two ways. Is it that really the Torah wants a Torah sheyesh bo shira, or really the Torah wants a shira? And the only thing is, I just can't write a shira, so therefore I have to write a Torah. One sec. What's an afkamina? Who cares? Lamaisi, you have to write a whole Torah. Says the Shagas Ari, what would be in the following case? What would happen if, number one, I wrote the whole Torah, and someone erased the rest of the Torah, and the Shira is left. Am I yoytze the mitzvah or not? So if you understand the mitzvah is redefined, and it's Torah sheyesh bo Shira, so no, you need the Torah. But if you understand that, no, it's all a technicality. Really, we wanted you to write a Shira, but what were you supposed to do? We can't just have you write a Shira. Why? Because loy koisvin parshias parshias. Because you don't write separate parshias of the Torah. It's usher, according to the way we paskin, to write separate parshias of the Torah. So therefore, we have to have you write the whole Sefer Torah. Or let's say, says the Rambam, what happens if my father, the Rambam says, right, I have to write the Sefer Torah. What happens if my father wrote all of it, and I write the Shira? Was I yoytze the mitzvah? Was I yoytze the mitzvah or not? So that's the Shagat Aryeh's Kasha. So the Rosh HaGzariah ends up saying he thinks the Pashtus and the Rambam is that what? Is that the Rambam says you have to be Kosev, HaTorah Shiesh Bo Shira. So the mail of the whole mitzvah was the Torah. Once you can't be Kosev, Parshias Parshias. That's what the Shagazari says. The Pashtus from the Rambam. Or he declares another Shaila, what happened B'dievid? If I went against the Isser of Parshias Parshios, I decide I don't care about the Isser of Parshias Parshios. I want to write Shiras Hazinu, just Shiras Hazinu. So now, bottom line, I want to know, Rabbi, was I Yotza the Mitzvah or not? So that's the Shagazari, that's part of his Chakira. And he says from the Rambam, the Hachi Mashma, in the second column, in the end of the first paragraph, Hachi Mashma Lehedim, Medivrei Rambam, Sharkosav Kolomer, Kisvu Lachem, Torah Sheish Bo Shirazu, he thinks the Pashas in the Rambam is that you have to write the entire Torah. But he's not 100% sure. But then the Shagazari asks the following question. So I don't understand, but if the driving force is that Lamaisa, the Rambam says, what the Rambam says? The Rambam says, because I have a problem. I have a limitation over here. What's my problem? I can't write Parshias Parshias. We can't just start writing. We have to write complete things in the Torah. That's a Gemara in Gittin that says you can't write the Torah split up. You can't just write Stam. It's the whole Shiloh, by the way. Just writing Psukim really gets into whether or not you could put Psukim on invitations. It's not Pasha that you could just write Psukim, and there's many halachas that people are not aware of about writing Psukim, and we have to understand the leniencies of this. There's a tzura of the way Talmud Torah is supposed to be done, and way the Sifrei Torah have to be kept and transmitted. So ask the Shagas Aryeh, but I understand. It's mutter for you to write a sefer, so let's make this mitzvah much cheaper and only have the mitzvah to write sefer dvar. Why does the Rambam tell us that you have to write the entire Torah? Once you can't write the Shira, ask the Shagas Aryeh. The Rambam says, once you can't write the Shira, Lefisha Inkos and Parshias, so then you must write the Sefer Torah. What happened, asked the Shagas Aryeh? You skipped. You just went from Menakotze Elakotze. You went from Hazinu to the entire Torah. What happened to Sefer Dvarim, asked the Shagas Aryeh? No, that's what the Shagazari is saying. That's not the din. The din is you're allowed, it's mutter. Oh. Even the Manda Amar who says, Ein Kos and Parsha Parshias, holds you're allowed to write a full sefer. That's mutter. That's not the Isser of Ein Kos and Parshias. Ein Kos and Parshias Parshias means the pay and the stumas. The samachs and the pays, that's the Parshias. So ask the Shagazari, so why do we have to jump to the full sefer Ter? So I think the Ter is Pasha. The Psukim go on. Va'ata Kitzvilchem. The lambda is B'nai Yisrael. I mean, the tachlis of writing a Sefer Torah is for what? It's for Limud HaTorah. It's for Kriyas HaRabim. It's for Kriyas HaTorah on the Bima. It's to be mighty people in learning and Talmud Torah the Rabim. What is the type of Sefer Torah that you're Yotze, a Talmud Torah the Rabim? It's what? It's Sefer Torah. So, yeah, you're right. And technically, you're right. You got around the Isser of Ein Kosvim Parshias Parshias. But once we're not only just writing a Shira, and the din is to write to write more than the Shira, so it must be that it's got to be a Sefer Torah. And it's not just about getting around the technicality of the Sefer Torah. What's interesting in a Ha'ara is that, why did the Rambam have to tell me this? Once the din is to write a Sefer Torah, so why did the Rambam have to go out of his way and say, by the way, it sounds like we're not ignoring the fact that it also is a Shira. Sounds like the Torah wanted you to look at it in two ways. There's an element to the fact that it's a Shira that remains even after we transform the mitzvah, and we say that the only way to be Yotze the mitzvah is through a Sefer Torah, even if that's the definition of the mitzvah and it's not just a technicality like the Shagas Aryeh is learning. So it sounds like there's two dimensions to this mitzvah. On the one hand, yes, you have to write a full Sefer Torah. But on the other hand, don't forget that the Torah was mechayev and obligated this mitzvah with the language of a Shira. And I want you to remember that it's a Shira. So therefore, the Rambam, when he's bringing down this halacha, he says that it's a Shira. So, the Shagas Aryeh, I just wanted to begin already this discussion about the, even by a Yisrael, since the mitzvah begins, as Va'ata Kislucham as Shira Zos, there was a tzad that b'dieved, a person who forgot about the Yisrael, the Shagas Aryeh is a tzad, that maybe B'dieved you'd be yotze even if you just wrote Shiras Hazinu. Maybe that's the nature of the mitzvah. And now, if you want to do it correct, the Rambam's telling, or the halacha is, that you have to write a full-fledged Sefer Torah. The reason why this is also nogeya to us is specifically because of the kamiya that we started off with. Comes along the Rashash. And the Rashash points out in this Gemara, Bamkash, says the Gemara in Brachas, Rashash is on Chaf Alpha Mabez. It's Dibra Maskel, Osa Osa Kamin Kamiya Vitola Bezroa. You make it like a Kamiya and you hang it on your arm, says the Rashash. It's in the Otzer Mefarshim in the boxes in the back. Before there, Adi. Yeah. No, more. You have to go to the Yalka Mefarshim. You got it? Yeah, that's it, right? More. Okay. Should be right after the Marisha. Go. More. Give me some more. Be generous. There you go. Chafal from this. Oh, you'd get. Yeah. Or what is it in your daffin? Yud. So says the Rashash. Oysa kamin kamiya v'toyla b'zroel. Says the Rashash. Listen to this. He quotes a Gemara in Brachos. Kashali ha'aser litlos sefer Torah. You're not allowed to hang sefer Torah. Afilu bekis, even from your pocket. So ask the Rashash, can the muchel ahead you bebrachas chavdalad amad aleph? So ask the Rashash, what's going on with this melech? How's he allowed to hang it on his arm?
What does it say,
Rashash? Aser litloy sefer Torah afilu bekis. Yeah. He's quoting from the Gemara Brachos. So says the Rashash, in connection to the length that we were just discussing. 1 second. Ve'lulei d'mistafini ha'isa oimer, the Sefer Torah Shnia. This Sefer Torah, that you're also coming in Kamiya, lo haisa Torah Shlema. It wasn't a full Sefer Torah. Ela mi Sefer ha-mitzvahs b'koitzer, kamo she-perish k'tas krod, ve-katsavta al-avonim es-chavta al-ad-Torah az-dois, the Mizbeach har-eva, like you find in the psukim in the Tzavim, by the writing of the Sefer Torah, that they just listed a few of the halachos in Dvarim. So says the Rashash from this Kasha, that it's not mutter to hang a Sefer Torah. It must be that this Sefer Torah that was Kamin Kamiya, that would stay with the Melech, was not a full-fledged Sefer Torah.
Sefer Torah or not, it's still
presumably Hashem. No, the Gemara says specifically Sefer Torah. You can't be totally Sefer Torah. So he's saying, if I can get out of it from being a Sefer Torah, so then it's mutter. So it doesn't sound like it's Yeah. So Rav Moshe writes the following. He says, although the Rambam doesn't say this clearly, the Rambam does not bring down our halacha of Kamin Kamiya. When the second Sefer Torah that this Melech had to write, the Rambam never brings down that he would be toilet and it's Kamin Kamiya, which... Okay, maybe that's the answer to the Rashash. But all the Noisikim, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Lecha Mishnah, they all ask, why didn't the Rambam bring down the din of the Gemara? So Rav Moshe says, from the fact that all the Noisikim asked this Kasha, he's paskening la'alocha the following Shiloh that he got. And I mentioned this a few years ago in the Shalosh Shudashir. Moshe got a Shiloh, which I think I got that Shiloh before, which is exactly Rav Moshe's Shiloh. Person was asked, can he wear a mezuzah on a necklace?
So Rav Moshe was dealing with this Gemara of that being Toila, Kisvei HaKodesh, or there it's a full-fledged Sefer, it has a Din Sefer of a Mezuzah, not just Tam Psukim. So would it be Mutter or not? So Rav Moshe said, I think it's Mutter. What's with the Rosh Hashanah's question? Rosh Hashanah said it must be that this wasn't a Din Sefer Torah because it can't be a full-fledged Sefer. So says Rav Moshe, I disagree with the Rosh Hashanah. I think that Gemara is specifically to hang it on a door, hang it on an object. But if a person is putting it bagufo, says the Rav Moshe, ein hider gadol mizeh. And says Rav Moshe, that's the answer to why the Melech wearing a kmiya. Where did he wear his kmiya? He didn't hang it off his belt. He wore it around his body. Such a matzav, says Rav Moshe, is a hider to be misatef begufcha with Sefer Torah, and therefore the Rav Moshe paskin la'alocha that if you're going to wear a necklace with a mezuzah, it'd be mutter, just like a melech is allowed to wear the Sefer Torah k'min k'miya around his body. And Rav Moshe l'maisa la'alocha argued with the Rosh Hash on our Gemara. The Rambam doesn't bring it down, so hopefully we'll try to explain that. But Rav Moshe says, I'm not bothered by the fact that the Rambam didn't bring it down. Because if all the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam are asking on the Rambam why he didn't bring it down, so I could philosophize on those Nosei Kalim, and I could pass him like those Nosei Kalim that at least had a kasha on the Rambam. And the din is that the Melech would wear it, and once he would wear it, it wasn't a violation of that Gemara, not because it wasn't a full-fledged Sefer Torah like the Rosh Hash says. Havadeh was a full-fledged Sefer Torah, and it had a din of a chosh of a Sefer that should have been Osir al the Gemara and Brachas. Elamai, so what? Says Rav Moshe, there's a difference between wrapping your body with it and having it on your body, which is a kovod and a hider. Says Rav Moshe, therefore I think it's mutter for this person to put a mezuzah in his necklace and to wear the whole Sefer Torah, the whole Sefer of the mezuzah, which has a din of Kisvei HaKodesh on its own.
So the kamiya wouldn't have been just one part, it would have been the whole
thing. Exactly, that's Rav Moshe's argument. So lemaisa, it comes out, we have a machlokes, not only la'alocha between Rav Moshe and Rosh Hash, but it's also machlokes what the second Sefer Torah consisted of. Right, correct. So what the Isser L'Chayra applies to anything that has, I didn't want to say what Eitan said before that it had in Kedusha, because it's not totally on Sheamus. It's not totally on Shem Shemayim. It's totally on a Din Sefer. So Mezuzah has a Din Sefer. So therefore it was the same thing. Sefer Torah has a Din Sefer. So that was a Tefillin L'Chayra would be in that same example because it has a Din Sefer. Not because it just has some Ksu. Yeah. Unless you're a melech, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that either, but you would have a havamina that you could, but yeah.
The king wearing a Sefer Torah is like a regular Yisrael wearing tefillin, right? So the king didn't have the halakha at night to wear it? Because
king wear, what, you call wearing tefillin as being toilet? I don't think you're toilet on your body. I think I'm a kush. Uksharten. Adarabah, it's my crown.
He does it on his arm.
No, fakir. The Shulchan Aruch writes you're not allowed to be toilet. You have to be careful when you're taking off the tefillin. Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Tefillin, don't be toilet. A lot of people take off their tefillin and they start hanging it around. It's shaloi kedin. It's a bizayon of the tefillin. It's not right. So you have to be careful. I remember my father, Zichrono Levracha, used to say when you put on the tefillin shorosh, it's one of the first things he told me before I put on tefillin. I still remember this. Before it was whatever it was, a month before my bar mitzvah, he said when you put on your tefillin shorosh. I didn't see this in any svarim, but I just thought it was a very practical thing. It says, take the kesher and the tefillin shorosh, put them together, and then, you know, put it up here and, like, have it so you're not toilet at all. So it just, like, automatically rests on your body. So you never, like, you never are hanging it. But a lot of times people are holding like this, and then the tefillin fall, and then it has to be toilet. What?
When you're holding the rosh itself.
No, when you're holding the rosh itself, I don't think it's fine. But he was telling me a practical thing about and when you hold it. Yeah, 100%. I think if you're holding the shel rosh, that by definition is not being toilet. Yeah, fine. Good. So let's talk about why the Rambam didn't bring this down. Perhaps we can have another suggestion. So we don't have time to go through the entire Gemara, and I want to move weiter onto the next Mishnah. So there's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara gets into, if you remember, we were talking about the fact that the Torah says, the cost of a Samishna, Torah Azos, we learned last time that the Melech had a mitzvah to write two Sefer Torah above and beyond the Yisrael. So the Gemara has another drasha and gets into a whole new discussion, a fascinating discussion based on this language. Tanya, let's go a little bit down, further down. I just want to make sure that I do with you what's relevant. Gemara starts with the following story. Amar Mar Zutra. Let's start one line under the parentheses, the end of the line. Amar Mar Zutra v'tema Mar Okva, b'tchila nitna Tar Yisrael b'ksav Ivri v'lashon HaKodesh. Every time I see this Gemara, I think of Rebelsky. Because when I went to the museum, what's it called in Brooklyn, which is Rebelsky's favorite place to hang out, Living Torah Museum, where they have it. Everyone, it's kedai to take your family. It's kedai to go to this Living Torah Museum. It's kedai really for us to go on a trip. It's unbelievable. It's incredible.
Close.
Really closed down?
Last year was closed.
Well, what happened to it? Oh, I didn't know that. So Rebelsky was nifter. So they brought out like all the shkalim and all that. They have all these artifacts. I don't know. I hope they reopen something like it. It's really incredible. So Rebelsky used to hang out there because he was a brilliant man, and they said that he knew Ksav Ivri, like, you know, the original text of what the languages are before our Ksav is Ksav Ashuris. Mm-hmm. So as you're going to see, the Ksav changed. Originally, what the Torah was given is Ksav Ivri. He spoke that fluently, he read it fluently, he understood it fluently. Like, it was just, that's just like one Atipa Shabayam of all the stories about him. But I just remember that they were saying he was able to read texts with in Ksav Ivri in that original, you know, the, I can't even, they're like the different symbols that represent letters. Right, so the Gemara says that the original Ksav that the Torah was given was Ksav Ivri. The Lashon HaKodesh, Chazav Nitnolem B'mei Ezra, B'Ksav Ashuris V'Lashon Arami. Biru L'Ami Yisrael, K'Sav Ashuris V'Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara now goes into a discussion about how our K'Sav, and the K'Sav really that we have today, was really a transformation of K'Sav. And as Nizman of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah wasn't given in that K'Sav, it was really originally K'Sav Ivri, and then it changed to K'Sav Ashuris. Let's skip a little bit. That's the Gemara gives Shvach to Ezra, right? The Gemara says four lines from the bottom. Five lines to that. Roy Hoya Ezra and Shatinas and Yisrael al Yado. Ezra was on the mile of Moshe Rabbeinu that he should have had Kabbalah Satira. El Mole like Kidma Moshe, the Moshe Omer Moshe Elohim Elohim. Ezra Omer, who Ezra Allah Bibava Maaliyah the Omer Kantira, Afalia Omer Kantira. So what do you mean? So what did Ezra get, Lamaisa? Ezra didn't have Nesina Satara because we already got it from Moshe. It happens to be Moshe preceded him, and Moshe got that schus. But don't think Ezra's so geschlecht, so bid. Ezra had a tremendous schus also. Ka'ani got a Nesina Satara because the text, the letters of the Sefer Torah changed from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. When? In the Zman of Ezra. How do you know?
Ezra wrote it.
What?
Who wrote it then?
Yeah, Ezra wrote it. Ezra changed the Ksav, yeah. So how did they get the Ksav? You look in the Sefer Daniel. So this is in Sefer Ezra. The Kosav Anishtavin, Kosav Aramis and Maturgam Aramis, Viksiv, Lo Kahal and Ksav Lemikra, Upsharo Lo Dola Malka, Uksiv, the Kosav is Mishnah Terazois. So there was a whole story there that the Malach came down and was giving a nevuah about the end of Malchus Pras. I'm not a bucky in Nevi'im or Ksuvim, but I happen to be, I learned this story from Rabbi Orly in Bible in YU. So I remember him teaching that. So that was the story. And the Pasuk says over there that they didn't understand what the Malach was writing. They didn't understand the Ksav. So it's a similar Gemara. Yeah, the Gemara has the same thing as the Gemara in the beginning of Megillah. So the Gemara has that they didn't understand the Ksav. So why? Because it wasn't their Ksav, and that was the ultimate Ksav, which changed in that Zman, Uksiv, because of the Mishnah Terzos, Ksav Haroy Lishtanos. So it was a Ksav that was Nishtane. So therefore what? You have another Drasha on the Ksav of a Mishnah Terzos. So let's remember this. The reason why I'm bringing all this down is because we learned the Ksav of a Mishnah Terzos means Lechem Mishnah, means the Melech writes too. But now there's an alternate shot on the mitzvah of Shinoi, Milashon Shinoi, that the Ksav changed. Now, just about this issue of Ksav changing, it's a little bit problematic. Because Ezra's a Navi. And the Ritva points out that the Gemara tells us, in Tmura, the Gemara tells us in Megillah, a Navi Rashi L'Chadish Davar, a Navi cannot introduce something new that isn't found in the Remez in the Torah or in the Torah itself. So the Ritva says, how did Ezra change the Torah? Very nice, he's Roy L'Kach. But if it's also for him to do that, a Navi Rashi L'Chadish Davar. In addition, the Ritva asks a Bam Kasha. The Gemara tells us, Mem v'samach shebeluchos. What does the Gemara say? B'neis hayu omdim. It was a miracle how they stayed in the luchos. Why? Because they are the two letters that go through and through. And how could they stay still? Must be there was a constant miracle going on with the luchos that mem v'samach shebeluchos b'neis hayu omdim. After Ritva, it doesn't even seem from the Gemara that issue of mem v'samach shebeluchos was a machloikis. Everyone agreed to that. So ask the Ritva, how could that be? If it was not Ksav Ashuris at that time, it was Ksav Ivri, and the Ksav was only Nishtane, Bizman Ezra, so how do you have a Nes of Mem Vesama Shebeluchos, B'Nes Hayomd?
Yeah, the original Mem and Sama in Ksav Ivri were also Hallowed
out. They're not. So, the Ritva says, here's the answer. The Ritva says, everyone agrees that the luchos were given the Ksav Ashuris. Even at Nesinas HaTorah, and even though the rest of the Sefer Torah was given the Ksav Ivri, Mikoyach, these two kashas, says the Ritva, you have to say that the luchos were different, and there was a din of Ksav Ashuris already given at the time of Matan Torah. Says the Ritva, that answers the second kasha also. It's not Ein Navi Rashi L'Chadish Davar, because it was already Nischadish. Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, and Memela, it's not a violation of what the Navi is able to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw down the road that this was going to be the future Ksav HaNishtane, the Kosev is HaMishnah HaTorah Azos, and he already did that in the, and placed that in the Iluchos. Yeah.
So if you found a Sefer Torah that was in Ksav Ivri, it's also to read from, it's puzzle?
Yeah.
What is the assumption about the first book?
I was saying the same thing.
Moshe wrote it.
Yeah, the only difference between the...
What? Moshe wrote the second...
Moshe wrote a Ksav Ashuris, right. Okay. Right, yeah. Good. Right, okay. So that is what the Gemara introduces over here. So you have an alternate drasha. Why do I keep on stressing that alternate drasha? Because this is what I wanted to get to, and this is what I want to speak about tonight. A fascinating issue. So Gemara says... Let's skip a little further. The Gemara just quotes a few machloiksim about this issue of whether or not the Ksav changed. Does everyone agree to this, that the Ksav changed? The Gemara quotes Bryce's that may hold that maybe you have psukim that show that the Vavi Amudim, that just like the Vavi Amudim of the Mishkan, stands still, so to the Ksav never stands still. Let's skip to back to our original Bryce, just to save time. The Gemara says... The Gemara says, "Elamani mekayim es Mishnah Torah zos." In the middle of the wide lines on Chav Beis, four lines down, "L'shtei shoros achash yotzis imo v'nichnas imo v'achash menechas lo v'neis gavav osa shiyotzis v'nichnas imo osa osa kamin kmiya." Like we learned before, "V'tzloa b'zoro." How do you know that? How do you know that you have to make it a small sefer Torah and you have to put it on your zoreya
and Machlokes Rav Moshe and the Rashash, how long that Sefer Torah was, like we spoke about, says the Gemara, I have a pasuk, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. Because the pasuk says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. So the Gemara says that it's a drasha on the Melech, that the Torah should always be next to the Melech, should be parallel to the Melech. V'idach, this is what I want to focus on. V'idach, and the other Manda Omer, Hai Shivisi my Dorish Bey. So what does it mean, V'idach? So again, the Gemara is saying that there were certain opinions that held that the Torah never changed, and they wrote two Sifrei Torahs. So the Gemara is now saying, if you held that the Ksav changed, so then what? V'idach, what do you do with what? What do you do with Shivisi? So I have a question, asked the Marsha. Why don't you say that Sefer Torah that he has to write has to be Kamin Kamiya? Well, again, you use the pasuk of Mishnah Torah Zos for this man of Ezra that the Ksav changed. So that means what do I lose? I lose the second Sefer Torah. So the Melech only has to write one Sefer Torah. So why says the Marshal, why does the Gemara have Akasha, and what does he do with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, which again was the source for the other Deya to hold that it has to be small and has to go with him forever? Why can't he learn still that Sefer Torah that he is obligated to write is what? Is small. So first of all, just to answer the Marshal, you can answer like the Rashash. The Gemara was assuming like the Rashash that it wasn't a full-fledged Sefer Torah. And we didn't want that the Melech would be less than a hedyot, right? That he's just going to write some psukim. If it's going to be small, so if you hold like the Rashash, b'chori the Marshal's kasha is not a kasha, right? But says the Marshal, why didn't the Gemara just answer simply? Why didn't the Gemara say that Sefer Torah, is small? That one Sefer Torah. So comes along the Marshal, and the Marshal says, we learned this Gemara wrong. Even if you hold that the Pasuk of the Kosav of HaMishnah Torah Zos is going on a Shinoi HaKsav, says the Marshal, everyone agrees that how many Sifrei Torahs did the Melech have to write? Two. He says, that's the Pashtus of our Mishnah, and you don't find that that's a debate. Says the Marshal, therefore, the Gemara had the following question. One second, let's see the Marshal inside. It's in the Chochma Shlomo on the bottom of the Marsha, right after the Rosh in our Gemaras. Marshal says, hold on. Either Chai Shivis in my Darish Bay. So let's see the Rashal. Don't learn that the one that doesn't learn Mishnah Torah Zos l'shnei Torahs, that he learns that it means something else, it's not going on two Torahs. Im kein Torah achas, hoysel melech. There was one Torah for the Melech, says the Marshal. Shivisi maika ovidle.
So then the Gemara asks, so what? That would be the way we read the Gemara. So the Maharshal says, so then the Gemara asks, so what do you do with the pasuk of Shvisi that the other day it learns that to mean that it would go with him wherever Kamin Kameya? So ask the Maharshal what we just said. Shemala also Sefer Torah Chidi, maybe that one Sefer Torah that he has, Osakach, he makes it like a Shvisi type. He makes it Kamin Kameya. What's the problem? Va'od, says the Marshal, and I'll tell you an additional reason you can't learn like that. Mi ika deloy svir le sheyesh le melech shnei sifrei Torahs. Dim loy kein, v'hai v'kosav lo gabi melech lamali. Hari afilu kol hedyo mechuyiv lichto lo sefer Torah. He says it can't be that there's a machloikas tanoim on whether or not the melech had to write two sifrei Torahs. Because then you're making the melech less than what? On par with the hedyo. How do you feel like all hedyo mechuyev lichlo sefer Torah? Shnemer va'ata kisru l'chames hashira zos. Va'od al astoma de masnitzin kamer. Even the pashup shot in our Mishnah, everyone reads pashup. No machlokes on that. Digabe melech bo yinan shtei sarahs. You need two Torahs when it comes to the melech. So don't make it a debate in the Gemara whether or not you need two or one. And then, so what is the Gemara's kasha? Everyone agrees that you have to write a second Sefer Torah. How do you read the Gemara? He learns, no, that the Sefer Torah Shnia has to be what? Has to be a Shinoi Ksav. She ksiva daka. It has to be a tiny lettering. She tehe kol kach trana lasos ba kimia kedechsiv shivisi Hashem l'negdi samin. So the Gemara says, he learns that the first man da omen that learns shivisi Hashem l'negdi samin, that teaches you that you have to do kimin kimia, he learns that is megala to me, that ksav anishtavon means that the ksav has to be small. The ksav has to be small so that you can be mekayim shvivis Hashem l'negdi samin, meaning you gotta get a sofer that can write it very small. So now, what was the kash of the Gemara? So now the Gemara asked, uparich, and now the Gemara says, hash the shapir, v'idach. Who's the v'idach? The v'idach is the one that says, the kosav is a Mishnah Torah Zos is not talking about Ksiva Daka. What's it talking about? L'ksav anishtavun. The man the Omer holds it's talking about a mocker that the ksav will change in the man of Ezra. If you learned that the din of ksav a Mishnah Torah Zos means ksav anishtane bizman Ezra, so then it doesn't mean what? A source to write the small lettering ksav Ksiva Daka. It meant no. In Jewish history, the letters will change from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ishuris. But it was never telling me something about Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. That, says the Maharshal, is the way you read the Gemara. Again, Maharshal says, he had a question. He says, the way everyone reads this Gemara, the Gemara presents a question, Ule'idach Manda Amar, what does he do with Shivisi? So the Pashup Shad in the Gemara sounds like the other Deya that holds that you don't have to write two Sifrei Torahs. So what does he do with the Pashup of Shivisi? Ask the Marshal. And who says that other Sefer Torah doesn't have to be Shivisi with him wherever? How do you know that he argues about that? Says the Marshal, it can't be. There's no Machloikis Tanoim that a Melech has to write two Sifrei Torahs. So then what was the Gemara saying? Ule Idach, what do you do with the Pashup of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid? So the Marshal was saying, no, I'll tell you what it meant. The Brisa says, because of his Mishnah Torah Zos, one day I held what? That it has to mean what? It means Jewish history change. It went from Ksav Ivri to Ksav Ashuris. Ksav HaMishnah, Ksav HaNishtavun, Ksav HaNishtanis. So what does the other Manda Amr say? No, the other Manda Amr, right after that, the Gemara says, no, he uses that for Osolo Kamin Kamiya. Since the Pasuk says Shiviso Hashem L'negdi Samid, it must imply that the Pasuk of the Kosov HaMishnah Torah Zos means that Ksav has to be a very thin Ksav, has to be a very tiny Ksav, has to be practically that it's a small Ksav, like what the Sofrim do today, nothing to do with Jewish history. Nothing to do with Jewish history, so then what does the Manda Amr that holds Jewish history do with the Pasuk of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Samid? That's the way the Maharshal reads the Gemara.
The reason why this Maharshal is important, although it's a little technical in the way you learn the Gemara, is the Maharshal takes issue with this. Maharshal will not accept anyone concluding that there is no mitzvah for a melech to write two Sifrei Torah. That was not the debate in the Gemara, and that was not up for grabs in the Kasha of the Gemara of L'idach Manda Amr. Ma'ariv Rabbi Sait, the reason why this Maharshal is fascinating is because you look in the Chidush of Meir Simcha on the Sechel Sanhedrin. This is Chidushim on Shas. In addition to a Sefer or Sameach that he wrote in the Rambam, he came up out with two volumes on Bavli and one volume on Yerushalmi. Fascinating Chidushim on the Shas. You remember, Rav Moshe said, I don't know why, when it came to the Shiloh about wearing the mezuzah necklace, Rav Moshe said, the Rambam didn't bring this din down of Oysim Lo Kamin Kamiya, but says Rav Moshe, but all the Nosei Kalim asked on the Rambam why he didn't bring it down, so I'm going to paskin that this guy could wear the necklace because of the fact that the Nosei Kalim attack the Rambam for that, and I can deal with the fact that the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Comes along with Meir Simcha Midvince and says, what? The Rambam paskins what? That Jewish history changed. Memela what? Memela what? Memela, you don't have Kamin Kamiya. Based on the way the Rambam learns, says the or Sameach, the Rambam, it says it in one line, says, Nira Lefi Baru Lefi Ani Asdaiti, the Rambam learned the Gemara like the Marshal. The Rambam learned like the Marshal that Jewish history changed. And Kosov HaMishra Torah Azois means what? Ksav Shenishtan is in history. Ksav Shenishtavun. It's not a source for what? Ksivadaka. It's not a source for writing it tiny. It's not a source for what the Sofrim do and charge $50,000 for that new tiny Sifrei Torah. The Rambam must have held what? That the Ksav was Nishtanis and there was no Din Kmiya. Now says Rav Meir Simcha, now I understand, according to the way the Maharshal reads the Gemara, why the Rambam never brings down this halacha, because the Rambam didn't paskin kamin kameya. Because only if, according to the Maharshal, only if you learned ksav nish, that was written b'ksiva daka, to learn that shot in the Gemara, can you say that there's a din kamin kameya? But if you learn that ksav shenishtanis b'zman Moshe, b'zman Ezra, so that you're not allowed to learn that it's also in kamin kameya, and the Rambam knew that he was leaving it out, because the Rambam held that based on the Gemara, it comes out Ladina, that a melech did not wear a Sefer Torah around his arm, based on the way the Rambam paskin, that Ksav changed from the Zman of Moshe to the Zman of Ezra. So what's a technical read in the Gemara between a Machloikas, the Marshal, and the Marsha about what is the disagreement in the Gemara, what was the Kasha of the Gemara of the Idach? First of all, happens to be a Machloikas whether or not Lamaisa. Were there opinions out there the Marshal was not willing to accept that a Melech has the mitzvah to write two Sifrei Torahs? Marshal says everyone has to agree to that. That's unanimous. That was not up for debate. Marshal says that that's wrong. But ultimately that is going to explain whether or not there's a halacha of the Melech wearing the Sefer Torah with tiny lettering of Kamin Kamiya, depending on how you paskin, how to read the word of Kosov HaMishnah HaTorah Azos. Mirtz Hashem, next week we will start a brand new Mishnah, a brand new Sugya, and hopefully very soon finish the second Torah. Yeah. In Bais Rishon, what do you mean? Before Ksav Ezra.
Yeah.
Stama. So then it was.
Yeah,
but the drush of Ksav that was. Stama, they knew that it was going to change.